This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu sallam baraka nabiyyuna Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. How many of you like shopping, Jamaah? Anyone like shopping? Talk about going to the mall and shopping, I'm talking about an Amazon. Yeah. Guys don't like shopping, right? But if you go shopping, should you go when it's really at 9 a.m. once the doors are open? So you go do your thing and get out? Or you go there at 9 a.m. and you leave by 9 p.m. before they close? What's the ruling on this? Let's say what the Prophet ﷺ said in regards to these worst places on earth. Hadith number 1842. وعن سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Actually, سلمان الفارس رضي الله عنه. Some they say it's from حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرفوع إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Some they say these are from the words of سلمان himself. As a hadith, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تكونن إن استطعت أول ما يدخل السوق ولا آخر من يخرج منها. قال فإنها معركة الشيطان وبها ينصب رايته. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not, if you can, be the first to enter the marketplace and the last to leave it. Don't be the first to enter and the last to leave, because it is an arena of the shaitan, and the standard of the shaitan is set right there, like the banner of the shaitan is set right there. And we spoke about the meaning of that. How? Because in the marketplace, what happens there? People start, you know, kind of like cheating, cursing probably, whatever. A lot of fitan happens over there, transactions, frauds, and so on. And if none of these muharramat happen, the least of it is what? It's a constant reminder of the dunya. Constant reminder of the dunya. Even if you buy nothing, when you leave the market or you leave the mall, how do you feel? You feel heavy because you've seen so many things you couldn't afford buying. And so many things you wish that you had, but you aren't able to buy, you still have that kind of feeling in your heart. It keeps you down and attach you to the dunya. That's why it's not a healthy place to stay there for a very long time. But there's another narration, which is very interesting here, that we need to talk about a little bit. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تكن أول ما يدخل السوق ولا آخر ما يخرج منها فيها بعض الشيطان وفرخ. In this other narration, the Prophet ﷺ says, don't be the first person to enter the market and the last one to leave it. He goes, why? فِيهَا بَعْضَ الشَّيْطَانُ وَفَرَّخْ. Because there in these marketplaces, الشَّيْطَانُ بَعْضَ وَفَرَّخْ. What's the meaning of بَعْض? Means laid his eggs. وَفَرَّخْ means nested over there. That's what it means. Wait a minute, the shaitan lay eggs? What does that exactly even mean? Is that a metaphoric expression or what? Now, first of all, it's an Arabic expression. Whenever they want to say something is becoming permanent, what do they say? You know, بعض وفرخ في هذا المكان. This person basically like dead eggs, and he's nesting in that area. And when you say nesting, what does it mean? Staying for a long time. Like if you have in your house, for example, in the backyard, one day you wake up, the tree is occupied by a bird with a nest, for example. Or above your backyard door, for instance. Or even sometimes places is like, really? I mean, what am I going to do now? Because once they have their nest, khalas, they stay for a long time. So the Prophet ﷺ, he means by that, the shaitan is basically, he is there permanently. Like he is there. Wherever you go, he's going to be there. Meaning, chances to encounter the waswas of the shaitan, the whispers of the shaitan, the fitna of the shaitan, the battle with the shaitan, is higher and greater when you are in the marketplace. True or not, Jama'ah? Do you see the same fitna? Do you get exposed to the same fitna if you come to the masjid at the same time? No. If you go to the public library, for example, or even if you go just to a grocery store, the fitna is less likely to be there as severe as it is when you go to the actual, you know, marketplaces where people sell things and so on. So that's something to keep in mind, inshallah ta'ala. But then the other thing, the ulama, they took the hadith literally. Some of them, they took the hadith literally. And they start talking and arguing. First of all, does the shaitan procreate? Does the shaitan procreate, Jama'ah, or not? Huh? Does he procreate? Meaning, does he have children? Does he have offspring? A shaitan. How? Remember, he's living a perpetual life until the day of judgment. So this creation has seen a lot. You think you can defeat the shaitan? Come on, man. He was with Fir'aun and Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and all these in between. He has all the tools to defeat you, right? So the shaitan, does he procreate? He doesn't need to have offspring for himself, right? But does he procreate? That's the question. We know that the jinn do, and shayateen also part of the jinn. So therefore, they do procreate. But what about the shaitan himself? So that's a question. Ulama, they argue among themselves. Some of them, they say, yes, he does. Some, they say, no, he doesn't. And then, subhanAllah, Imam al-Sha'bi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he's a fun guy. He's had a sense of humor. He was once asked, he qalu, هل الشيطان من زوجة? He said, shaitan, does he have a wife? قال ذاك عرس لم أشهده. He goes, I wasn't invited to his wedding. Like, how do I know, basically, he said. But then he said, on a more serious note, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Al-Kahf, قال, أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دونه. Are you going to take him and his offspring as awliya besides me? He goes, if he has offspring, he must have had what? Zawja. Okay, when you say he had zawja, a spouse, what kind of spouse are we talking about? Are we talking about a wife or no sense of matrimony for them? That's what we don't know. Allahu a'lam. All we know that he procreates, and the jinn also procreate as well too. Now the question is how? Are their children born or their offspring? Is it born or does it hatch like eggs based on this narration? So some they took it literally. Say, well, the Prophet says, Bar shaitan wa farrakh. The shaitan laid eggs means they lay eggs. But that's a minority opinion based on the statement that we have in this hadith. I just wanted to mention this as an anecdote over here to know, but we know for sure that the shaitan procreates, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from him and his offspring, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes. Can the shaitan have offspring with humans? Not that we know of. Wallahu alam. No. Tell that to your wife. So he says that means this, according to this hadith, it's better to go to the market, get your stuff and come out again, right? He says, well, if you decided to go with your wife shopping for 2 hours, it's 2 hours, okay? Don't say the hadith, yeah, you have to do 5 minutes, right? Do this as a family time, inshallah ta'ala. But yeah, definitely, the less time you spend in the marketplace, the better for your heart, wallahi. Now. Does it apply to the online shopping and market? Obviously, it's not the same in terms of the exposure to fitan, visual fitan, but it could be exposure to what? To distraction. You start kind of seeing another link, and then it's another product, suggested something for you, and you keep clicking all these links, and suddenly you spend 2 hours doing nothing useful. Wallahu a'lam. Naam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.